2024 proposed budget hearing. May I have a roll call, please?
Trustee Huckins?
Still here.
Trustee Hurlfinger?
Okay.
Trustee Dustin?
Here.
Trustee Bujarski?
Here.
Trustee Murphy?
Aye.
Trustee Anderson?
Here.
President Bogdanowski?
Here. Administrator Andrews?
Thank you. The fiscal year 2024 budget is presented as a balanced budget with revenues in the general fund equal to expenditures in the amount of $23,037,882. Revenues are conservatively estimated and nearly match the revenues from fiscal year '23. The village is very proud of the fact that we have a 2024 budget that reflects a 14 consecutive year of liability tax levy. New construction growth will be captured for fiscal year '24 for the third consecutive year. Our base sales tax revenue is estimated to increase by 1.5% to be $4,246,000, with an additional $2,962,000 in home rule sales tax. Income tax is estimated to increase to $4,868,000, and licenses and permits are down 3.8% from fiscal year '23 due to market conditions and limited number of residential lots remaining. Fiscal year '24 expenditures are projected to be $23,037,882, as previously mentioned. That is actually a 3.1% increase over the previous year. However, it should be noted that the expenses in '23 were lower due to numerous staffing shortages across multiple departments. In addition, fiscal year '24 will be the first full year with the change in the new capital thresholds that were previously approved, which shifted some of the expenses from the capital improvement fund back into the operating budgets of each department. The fiscal year '24 budget includes a 3% cost of living increase in January in accordance with the village's personal rules and regulations for all eligible, non-represented employees of the village, and merit increase up to an additional 1% is being proposed as an incentive for staff to reach top performance levels. Expenditures within the executive department were 6.5% under budget in fiscal year '23 due to lack of attendance at NACOM, and the '24 budget includes funds to allow full attendance at that conference. The largest expense remains the sales tax reimbursements to callers, which are projected to be $37,220 in fiscal year '24. The administration department is expanded in '24 to include the customer service team, which consists of two part-time associates and the administrative services manager. The resulting impact is a 16.5% increase over the budgeted salaries and professional development in '23, bringing the total expenditures to $1,218,695. And in exchange, the finance department will see a 21% decrease in salaries and professional development, bringing the total expenditures to $805,101. Expenditures in community development were approximately 5% or $40,845 under the budget amount in '23, which was due to savings in personnel costs after the retirement of our assistant community development director. And our fiscal year '24 budget includes expenditures in the amount of $889,647, with that increase being due to the final cost for the comprehensive plan. The police department realized an overall savings of approximately 5.4% in '23 due to continuing staffing shortages. In '24, we anticipate another year of retirements and transition, with lower salaries for new officers being offset by an increase in overtime. Additionally, we have a detective being added to the support services division. The department will be splitting the cost of a new bi-directional amplifier with the school district, and they will also be investing in drone supplies and training for the officers to utilize the new equipment at village events. Fiscal year expenditures reflect a projected 4% increase in salaries, bringing the total budgeted expense across all three divisions to $9,438,414. Within the public works department, we've got an increase of 12% to a total expense of $5,299,166 across all divisions. And this reflects the changes to the Service Employees International Union Local 1.7 Global 73 Agreement that was approved in 2023. The administration division budget includes a vacancy in the manager's position, and the budget between streets and public property divisions include increases in the part-time salaries for some of their seasonal positions. The mowing and landscaping contract is expected to increase in 24, as well as contractual costs for maintenance of equipment and infrastructure. Department projects include overhead door and heater replacements, exterior painting of the village hall, and brick patch up top. Moving on to the Parks and Recreation Department, their budget will include $1,187,580 in expenditures in 24. This is a 2.4% increase over the fiscal year 23 estimate. Expenditures related to Summer Sunset Fest have been moved to the Festival Fund, which is a new special revenue fund in 2024. Funds have been included for the finalization of the Parks Master Plan and for increases in their part-time salaries for recreational. The fiscal year 2024 budget for management information systems is $678,395. This reflects a 10% reduction over the fiscal year 23 budget, which is in large part due to the transition of an IT manager environment to a managed service provider environment. Despite those savings, we have had sizable increases across our software subscriptions, which include an investment next year in Microsoft 365. The fiscal year 24 budget for insurance and tort has increased by approximately 20%, which is $730,600, which is due to premium increases based on the village's most recent 5 years of experience. And finally, approximately $1.5 million in fiscal year 2024 surplus and $1.1 million in unused debt service for the police facility will be transferred to the Capital Improvement Fund. Another $1,260 will be transferred to the new Lakeland Hills Police Explorers Post 1096 Fund for a total fiscal year 24 interfund transfer of $2,667,045. That's the second new special revenue fund in 2024, the new Lakeland Hills Explorers Fund. Moving on to the rest of our other funds, we have our Capital Improvement Plan Fund. In fiscal year 24, revenues in that fund are projected to be $3.9 million, while expenditures total approximately $2.4 million, leaving a balance of $2.5 million, which would be held in anticipation of our upcoming Woods Creek Lake Dredging Project, which is currently planned for fiscal year 26. Expenditures for fiscal year 24 include $999,600 in land improvements, which includes the Barbecue Park pond dredging and stream bank stabilization, and two playground replacements. It includes $618,000 in vehicles, $272,000 in professional services related to capital projects, $269,000 in equipment costs, and a roller and dam controls, $105,000 in new software, and $50,000 in programs. We talked already a little bit about special service area funds. We have 13 total active special service areas. The primary concern and responsibility in those areas are the operation and maintenance of park facilities, stormwater detention facilities, and parkway trees. Our tax levies will be increased in SSA 1, 2, 3, 4A, 6, and 7. All of the remaining SSAs will remain with flat levies. In fiscal year 24 and beyond, expenses associated with the maintenance of Sunset Park and will be removed from SSA number 2. In addition, the bike path expenditures across all of the SSAs will be removed and absorbed by the general fund. Fiscal year 24 includes one capital project within the SSAs, which is the replacement of the Celebration Park playground. Moving on to the motor fuel tax fund, we have FFT allotments, which have been budgeted very conservatively at a 3.9% reduction, coupled with $105,700 of interest. The total projected revenue for 24 is $1,278,780. In addition to the annual resurfacing program, we also have phase one and two engineering for Albrecht Road, which will be our project. It will be done in preparation for the final issuance of the Rebuild Illinois funds and it's scheduled for fiscal year 25. Phase 2 engineering for Crystal Lake Road will be completed, and that will need to support the advancement of that project within the service transportation program. So we can receive some STP grant funding. The police facility fund and debt service fund contain one of the largest projects that we have moving forward for the village. It's a significant construction project where we will be building our new police facility. We're expecting to have a spring 2024 groundbreaking of the new facility. Based on current estimates, the project is expected to cost approximately $26 million. The current fund balance is $11.5 million, requiring a bond issuance of approximately $14 million to complete the project. As we've talked about previously, we have a funding plan to be able to manage those payments, and it includes cash flow in the amount of $1.1 million annually from IMRF and pension fund savings that we'll use to pay that debt. In the water operating and maintenance fund, the fiscal year 24 estimated revenues reflect a 1% rate increase that we'll be talking about tonight. And are expected to be, the revenues are expected to be $4,192,121. Expenses of the fund amount to $3,789,888, and they'll support the village's multi-year plan to upgrade its wells. Additional expenditures include a SCADA upgrade, tower control radio, and processing upgrades, as well as the replacement of our 87. And lastly, our airport operating and maintenance fund includes a new airport staffing plan. Where we have the airport manager position being reduced to a part-time position, while a new general utility worker one position was added to the public properties division. These changes have resulted in an overall savings to the airport fund in personal services and professional development. The fiscal year 24 estimated revenues have been reduced to $2,675,264 due to the limitations on the use of instrument approach through October 2024. Those revenues are offset by expenses, which are estimated to be $2,768,295 and include the following capital projects. We have runway lighting replacement, AWOS, or the automated weather observation system upgrade, and the replacement of the hangar roof at 8399 Pyre Road, which are all deferred projects from 2023 into 2024. That concludes the summary of the contents of the 2024 budget. We're happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any board comments? Any audience participation this evening?
I have a question.
We have an audience member.
What was the bottom line number for the airport? Profit loss?
The net?
Pete's got that at his fingertips down or something.
Clerk should be able to read that back.
Is it the net?
The net for the year between the revenues and expenses.
So the reduction of the is a net loss to the airport operating fund this year of $93,031.
I'm sorry, say
so it pulls that fund balance down from right now. The starting balance coming into this year is $693,465. It will be reduced by that $93,000, bringing it to $600,434.
Sure, thank you.
So, Shannon, in light of the last few emails that you sent out referencing the airport, you mentioned that Are we going to stay with a part-time airport manager, or is there some thought about going to a full-time airport manager, and what will that do to the budget?
I think that the staff's position right now is that we are making a number of changes that should allow that position to stay in a part-time capacity, and that actually is showing that it changes the perspective of the bottom line of these numbers. So in future years, while this current year has a deficit, that there's a reason for that deficit in the form of the FAA restrictions that are currently on the airport. But moving forward under this plan, we should be able to have, it's showing on the 10-year plan approximately $100,000 a year that fund will continue to build up. But that's small of a, it's not that much money that we're earning each year. So that would just be reduced, you know, significantly if we increase that position back to being full time. So if there's a, you know, we're going to have to monitor it to determine whether or not that's a proper structure, whether or not that makes sense over time. But as of right now, we have a level of confidence with how that's being presented.
But there are some duties that the airport manager performed that is now being performed by Public Works.
That is correct.
So
the airport manager used to be responsible for the maintenance of the airport in total. That responsibility now is going to fall to the superintendent of public properties and his team. So his team consists of a number of G1 workers that would be experienced and be able to go out and help. But we do have one primary, and that's the one I mentioned in my discussion here. One primary G1 that their function is largely airport, but we're working on making sure that all of that staff is cross-trained so that we have some depth in coverage. So plumbing operations can be done by the public property staff versus having part-time staff doing it. So we reduce the number of part-timers required out there, as well as change the position to the manager position at part time. We've also had an administrative assistant that's helping with some police management. There's a number of changes that are being made to try to make that that decision or that adjustment work out for us. And again, you know, it's a starting point. It's a place for us to be able to. And if we discuss the operation, we think that this will work. If we need to make an adjustment in the future, we can address that later. But I think we would like to be able to see whether or not this combination of goals will work. I think it's the most cost-effective solution, which is really something that the airport needs right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm the only one that's concerned about that, but reading that email from the C3K, that was pretty strongly worded as far as the use of Public Works. And no offense to Public Works, I love them, but I mean, he pointed out some specific failures there. Now, are those going to be addressed if we're not going to go with a full-time?
Well, I agree that just the nature of having a body that's there in a management capacity, absolutely, that's there on a regular basis that they can count on, that they can go to with their concerns. That needs to be resumed, and right now we're operating without that. So that's certainly a challenge. We have training needs. That was something that was identified in our pilot meeting, where they highlighted certain things that we need to be able to do.
I realize this is a new role for that person or those people, but.
But on the flip side of that, too, what you don't hear from that email is the positive feedback that we've received from the fact that we've got property owners out there that have had multiple lights out for months to years because the maintenance has not been being handled. And so we have equal to the amount of frustrated people with the situation that we can't control. We have, property owners out there or tenants out there that are appreciating the additional attention that they're receiving now that they have not received previously, even with a full-time manager.
Yeah,
so I think that there's a balance, and we're looking to make sure that there is that balance there without putting the airport at risk, but making sure that we are thoughtful about the operational, what are truly the operational needs. And I think what you're hearing in that message is a frustration of not having 24/7 access to somebody that's going to fuel their planes. We always have, there's always a self-service option available to people. If we're making some tweaks to the availability of the fueling operations, and we need to make adjustments to that. We've told the pilots that we're going to be talking about that, but we're trying out new things to try to see if we can work with the operation out there to make it more profitable.
I think one of the things that was being mentioned too was the fact that those that were out there fueling the planes weren't trained to understand that if you don't top it to where it's supposed to be, it's a bad situation for any pilot. And I strongly encourage that we are really training these people that are actually out there.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're going to be under a microscope here for the next year, and that we're going to know real quick whether this part-time thing is going to work or not. I do believe, though, that the true operational aspect of the airport has always been part-time. We added things to it over the years to justify a full-time position. So I think, at least at this point, I'm pretty confident that the gentleman who's going to be the airport manager is like a retired pilot, I believe, or maybe do you have some of the credentials or to, or
well, we have to finish our background checks. We have to finish our background checks and everything before we make everything official, but we have tentatively offered a position to an individual who actually does have pilot experience.
I guess I'm not so much on the individual, but what are, I think let the board know what we're looking for.
Yeah, we want to make sure that who we bring in has got a level of experience and knowledge in aviation that they can, number one, they can address some of the concerns that were raised in the email, and then on top of that, that they can also challenge the other pilots. So, we need to have somebody that has a level of knowledge that can navigate both sides. There's a push and pull, people are going to want it, and you need to be able to provide a level of customer service, but we also need to make sure that the operation is making money so that. Land, if you will. We're looking for somebody that's got project management skills to be able to handle all of the projects that we still have to come. I think we're going to be able to find that, which is surprising. This is a fairly unique position in this location, and we actually have a good candidate pool. We're very hopeful we have the kind of acceptance of an offer and the waiting for them not be able to come.
Shannon, is that position an hourly position or a salary with selected number of hours?
It is an exempt. We're making that exempt position. It's a management level position, which because of their level of oversight and responsibility for the position, it will be exempt. So it will be issued at a flat rate. So based on a certain number of hours. Right now we have it listed at 22 hours, and salary based on 22 hours a week, and it will be issued at a flat rate.
They do have casino experience as a plus, so
that's the world. Proposed budget year 2024.
Okay. We already asked about public comment. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, let's go on.